want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. But it warns us that wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Be challenged to live wisely as you hear once again from your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That is what the Bible says, and please don't forget it. You are loved with an everlasting love. And underneath are the everlasting arms. I've been reading bits about Amy Carmichael's life as a missionary and some of her poetry. It was not all discouragement, and not all rejected the truth they heard, but many suffered for their faith. Some young girls believed and were never heard of again. Others escaped and were able to be given protection, sleeping upstairs with Amy while the walkers slept as guards at the foot of the stairs. The walkers were a missionary couple with whom she lived. One, a little girl of 11, eventually became a trusted worker in the Donavour family. That's the name of the mission. Some held on to their faith in spite of everything that was done to shake them and were eventually baptized. And a very few young women stayed with Amy and became part of that evangelistic band. All through these years, Mr. and Mrs. Walker were working alongside, he also traveling far and wide. In June 1900, they all moved to the village of Donavour, where they were accommodated in a large bungalow belonging to the Church Missionary Society there. 9 months later, on the 6th of March, 1900, the group returned to Panay Vilay, and the next morning, Prina, who had escaped from a nearby temple the previous night, was brought to Amy, and the Donavour family was born. Prina was one of those children committed to temple prostitution from the time they are babies. As far as I know, to this day, no woman has ever escaped from that life once she has been committed. Amy believed that an angel must have brought this little 7-year-old girl to her, and it was through this child that she was initiated into the knowledge of the terrible wickedness of temple prostitution, and later on discovered that the same thing was being done with little boys being used for homosexual purposes. Amma, that's Amy Carmichael, wrote, "From this time on, more and more clearly, we came to understand that the salvation and the spiritual training of our children, redeemed from such darkness, must come first with us. And so instead of the varied, itinerating work which had been ours before, our days were filled with something much more monotonous. There were many to say, 'What a waste! You could be taking meetings all over the district instead of spending your time in nursemaid's work.' But that work was lighted for us by the words, 'He took a towel.' One day, what our master felt about simple obedience was shown to us. Obedience was not an end in itself. It led out into what? We were not told what, but we knew it would be something of value to our Lord. Then it was that words in Ephesians 2 about works which God before prepared that we should walk in them, lit up for us, illumined by a loving sentence in Ephesians Studies by H.G. Mole. This is what he wrote. "The good works prepared for us to walk in are a path which runs unbroken through the stream of death and up into the hills of immortality. His servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face." That may have been a little difficult for some of my listeners. She's speaking there of how we have to die to ourselves in order to live for others. And that's something that the Lord Jesus is asking you and me to do every day, every single day. There is an opportunity to give up our right to ourselves and do something for somebody else. Here's a poem called "A Quiet Mind." Do you have one of those? Amy Carmichael wrote, "What room is there for troubled fear? I know my Lord, and he is near. And he will light my candle so that I may see the way to go. There need be no bewilderment to one who goes where he is sent. The trackless plain by night and day is set with signs, lest he should stray. My path may cross a waste of sea, but that need never frighten me, or rivers full to very brim, but they are open ways to him. My path may lead through woods at night, where neither moon nor any light of guiding star or beacon shines. He will not let me miss my signs. Lord, grant to me a quiet mind, that trusting thee, for thou art kind, I may go on without a fear. For thou, my Lord, art always near. I'm sure that most of you know that lovely little story in the Bible of Jesus in the boat with the disciples. It's in Mark 4, verses 35 to 41. When evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with them. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." This is what Amy Carmichael wrote. "Thou art the Lord who slept upon the pillow. Thou art the Lord who soothed the furious sea. What matter beating wind and tossing billow if only we are in the boat with thee? Hold us in quiet through the age-long minute while thou art silent and the wind is shrill. Can the boat sink while thou, dear Lord, art in it? Can the heart faint that waiteth on thy will?" And now a poem for you who have lost a child, entitled "Out of the Heat." Out of the heat and out of the rain, never to know or sin or pain, never to fall and never to fear, could we wish better for one so dear? What has he seen and what has he heard, he who has flown away like a bird? Eye has not seen, nor dream can show all he has seen, all he may know. For the pure powers of Calvary bathe little souls in innocency. Tender, tender thy love words be. Dear little child, come home to me. And here's another one. "Carried by Angels" is the title. Carried by angels, it is all we know of how they go. We heard it long ago. It is enough. They are not lonely there, lost nestlings blown about in fields of air. The angels carry them, the way they know. Our kind Lord told us so. It may be that someone is listening to me who has just very recently lost perhaps an unborn baby, and that's a very deep grief. Or perhaps you have lost a very, very young baby who was born but perhaps lived only a few days or weeks. Or someone has lost a 6-year-old or an 8-year-old. The Lord knows exactly who's listening and who needs these words of comfort. I've not lost a child. I've seen my daughter miscarry several times, and I know the grief that that brought to her. But the great thing that God taught me when I lost my two husbands was this tremendous principle, which Amy Carmichael had taught me so many years before. In acceptance, lieth peace. He said, I will forget the dying faces, the empty places. They shall be filled again. O voices moaning deep within me, cease. But vain the word, vain, vain, not in forgetting lieth peace. He said, I will crowd action upon action. The strife of faction shall stir me and sustain. O tears that drown the fire of manhood, cease. But vain that word, vain, vain. Not in endeavor lieth peace. He said, I will withdraw me and be quiet. Why meddle in life's riot? Shut be my door to pain. Desire, thou dost befool me, thou shalt cease. But vain the word, vain, vain, not in aloofness lieth peace. He said, I will submit, I am defeated. God hath depleted my life of its rich gain. O futile murmurings, why will ye not cease? But vain the word, vain, vain, not in submission lieth peace. He said, I will accept the breaking sorrow which God tomorrow will to his child explain. Then did the turmoil deep within him cease. Not vain the word, not vain, for in acceptance lieth peace.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.